Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the weekly Torah portion and other timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Sheni of Parshat Balak, very short aliyah, and really a link, as it were, between the beginning of the parsha, where Balak sends emissaries to Bilam to request that he go and curse Am Yisrael, as we read earlier this morning, and God telling Bilam that that is not something that he's willing to allow, and Bilam tells in the beginning of Sheni, relays to the emissaries of Balak that this is not going to happen. God has refused. God does not allow me to go with you. The Balak, in turn, sends other emissaries. Bilam tells them that this will not work, but that he's willing to ask one more time, and then God seems to relent. Vayavo Elokim el Bilam laila, vayomer lo im lekro lecha ba'u anashim kum lech itam. If these people have come to call you, go with them. Va'achet adavar asher deber elecha ito oto ta'aseh. But whatever I tell you to do, that's what to say, that's what you shall do. And in the first pasuk of Shlishi, Bilam does just that, or seems to do just that. And then we have a very surprising response, Vayichar af Elokim ki holechu. And God is very upset that he is going, and then the rest of the story continues. What's going on? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam allow him to go in the first place? Why, if he is going, so why is he angry? And the Mefarshim deal with this. I want to focus on the approach that's taken by the Nitziv in his commentary here in the Hamek Davar. And the Nitziv points out a distinction, and really has to go, you have to go through, I began to after seeing it, but I haven't done it in a systematic way yet. To go through the difference between lalechet im, to go with, in terms of im, or lalachet ito, to go with him again. So if you, the way it's translated in both instances is to go with someone. Is there a difference, though, between lalachet im and lalachet ito, right? Imo and ito. And then Siv claims that there is a very subtle difference between the two. He says that basically these two terms are synonymous, but at the same time, there is a subtle distinction. And the subtle distinction is how wholeheartedly you go with the other individual. That when it's phrased as lalechet im, if these people have come to go with you in the imo, then don't go with them. If you are going totally wholeheartedly with them, so then you cannot go. But Hashem here tells Yitzchak, tells Bilam, "Vayavo Elokim el Bilam laila v'yom v'yomer lo im likro lecha bo anashim kum lech itam." Go with them as itam. In other words, to recognize you're going together with them, but at the same time you're apart from them. You're not exactly your intentions, your motivations have to be different. And that's what he continues and says, and what I will tell you, that's what you're going to do. And yet, when Bilam goes, the Torah refers to it as Vayakom Bilam Baboker, Vayelech Im Sarei Moav. At that moment, he was going not Itam, but Imam. And his intentions, as we see throughout, really is to try to convince the Ribbono Shel Olam, in one way or another, to actually, Rachmana Litzlan, to curse Am Yisrael. And his intentions were very similar, if not identical, to those of the emissaries of Balak. So this is something that the Torah is making that subtle distinction. So had he gone itam, so then presumably the reaction would not have been vayichar af Hashem. Then God would not have been so livid with Bilam. But because he went imam, so then he has that response. Now, the last few weeks I've been speaking in terms of the Dvar Torah, talking about the importance of going out into the world and having an interaction with the world, a positive interaction with the world, and not necessarily being cloistered within the confines of the Beit Midrash. But here it's very important to ask ourselves as we go out, are we going out, are we itam, or are we imam? Are we going out when we are recognizing that there is a world out there with which we need to interact, need to change, need to transform, but at the same time that we have our core values, that our motivations and our intentions and the way that we look at the world is not identical to the general culture that we are going to be interacting with. And if we are going and working itam, so then that's something which will, Be'ezrat Hashem, bear tremendous fruit. Chas v'shalom, if we go imam, so then the results might be a little bit different. And we have to make that distinction and keep it very clear in our own minds as we interact in the world. Just want to add one last note. Today, Yud Aleph Tammuz, is the yahrzeit of a friend of mine, someone I was in high school with, Joseph Michel, Zichrono Levracha, Yosef Nechemia Ben Harav Nachum. His nephew was a student here in the yeshiva about 12 years ago or so, and the family has dedicated the day of learning Li'ilui Nishmato. Just say that he was a person as I said, he was in high school with me, he was a year ahead of me, then died tragically at a young age 26 years ago. He succumbed to cancer. He trained as a physician and was a person who everything that he did was his, we'll say that Lev Libo Haya Imo. His was a person who was very much Tocho Kiboro. You knew where you stood with him. He did everything truly wholeheartedly, both in terms of the way that he dealt with the world as a whole and with the way that he treated his patients. It was a tremendous loss when he passed away, and the loss is still felt to this day. Yehi Zichro Baruch.
That concludes our podcast. If you would like to dedicate or sponsor a podcast, visit our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a kind rating or review on your podcast platform. It helps others to find us. And thanks for learning with us.